Young Jews Slam Anti-Semitism in Multicultural Malmö, by Chris Tomlinson on August 8, 2019. Young members of the Jewish community in the Swedish city of Malmö say the local government does not do enough to combat growing anti-Semitism. Two young Jews spoke out about their experiences living in the heavily migrant-populated southern Swedish city, with one claiming that many high schools across the city are simply not safe enough for Jews to attend, broadcasters various radio reports. 18-year-old Daniel Viknine, who attended high school in Malmö in 2016, said, "Almost all Jews choose between three schools in Malmö. It would never occur to anyone to go to a school that is considered unsafe for Jews. Uncertainty means that you cannot go to school with a visible Star of David because then there is a high risk of being threatened, or that someone follows you from the school or even being beaten," he added. 19-year-old Mira Kelber told the broadcaster that many young Jews were choosing to leave the city altogether. "If you think about how long it was since the Holocaust and my relatives were murdered, that people should carry the same fear. In this, the municipality should do better. Because they are the ones supposed to take care of their citizens," Kelber said. Earlier this year, the Jewish congregation in the city warned of declining numbers of Jews, stating that there were only 387 members of the group in 2019, down from 842 in 1999. "The Jewish congregation will soon disappear if nothing is done drastically. Malmö is already a no-go zone for Jews around the world. When Malmö is mentioned in the media around the world, it is far too often related to anti-Semitism," the congregation said. Anti-Semitism in the city was blatantly evident in December of 2017 during a rally to protest the United States moving its Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. Members of the protest chanted, "We have announced the Intifada from Malmö. We want our freedom back, and we will shoot the Jews." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.